Hey, I'm Dami, and this is Color. When I first got to Canada, I noticed that many people kept smiling at me. It was so weird because in Nigeria, like if people did not know you, forget it. Nobody's smiling at you. Like, I don't smile at strangers. It was really the case in Nigeria. I mean, I don't know if things changed, but I'm telling you, at the time when I was coming, this was 2005, nobody was smiling if they didn't know you. Like, if you're not my family member, if you're not my mom, my dad, my sister, there ain't no smiling, right? So people would often keep a straight face if they didn't know you, or they just frown, like, I don't know you, why are you looking at me, right? But when I got to Canada, people kept smiling. You know, so I started to question, is there something on my face? Is it something I'm wearing? Am I wearing the wrong outfit for the season? Because I landed in Canada in 2005. I was coming here for school. So by the time I had walked from the cab to my dorm room, about 12 people or more had already smiled at me. It was so awkward. It was later that I figured out, or I learned, that this was just a Canadian thing. It was okay to smile at strangers. Now I smile at strangers, I don't care, because I understand not only the culture, but the benefits. Now, many of us don't smile because we haven't truly come to understand how smiling brings color to our world. When you smile, you're inviting people into your world, and sometimes the people you're smiling at could actually add more value to your life than you think. Now, when you're smiling, you're attracting people. Your smile is making them feel warm. Your smile could serve as comfort, as hello. It could also simply just mean welcome. In my case, when I first got here, I guess in a way it was welcome or hello, you know. And other times when somebody loses something or someone and you're smiling at them, you're sort of saying it's okay, it's gonna be okay. Or even if you need a shoulder to cry on, I'd be willing to lend you one of mine, right? So that's sometimes what, you know, smiling could be saying. It's also a form of communication that is often overlooked. The warmth of a smile does more than speech might ever do to bring people closer. And as you know, the closer you get to somebody, the more vulnerable they become with you, and the more likely you are to birth win-win situations for, I guess, the both of you, right? So yes, I know what you're thinking, like, what if I don't want to smile? What if I'm too angry to smile? Well, did you know that when you smile, even when you're upset, that affects certain muscles that allow your brain to send down happy signals? So even though you're not happy, your brain starts to send down happy signals because you're smiling. And in turn, that makes you not feel as angry as you did originally, right? So even if you don't feel good, just smile. The art of smiling is also great at attracting virtual or over the phone opportunities. So in instances where you're looking for a job and you're not getting through, you're feeling depressed, and a recruiter calls you up and you're like trying to like respond, but then because you're depressed that you haven't gotten the other 600 jobs that you applied to, you don't smile, well, he can tell or she can tell over the phone that you're not sounding too optimistic and may not want to call you back. Smiling can actually be heard over the phone. I know you don't think so, but try it. Try being sad and picking up a phone call and then like just talking to a friend and ask them how they felt about the call. Then try the call again, but this time smile, and then let them say the exact same thing. Let them give you feedback on which call they preferred. You notice that the one with the smile is a warmer one. Yes, people can tell that you're smiling even when it's over the phone and they can't see you. Smiling shapes the tone of your speech even when you're talking over the phone. So the next time you dress nice and aim high, don't forget to smile. Your outfit will never be complete without a smile. You've probably heard the song, "You're never fully dressed without a smile." Hey, don't leave. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Brand New Thing. Okay? Okay? All right.
One time where I'm like,